In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, this is letter number 6420, Baruch Hashem, the 27th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yutches. This is sent to Mrs. Shoshana Tichya Chaim Zahavi. So she was the daughter of Rav Avraham Yehuda Chaim, who passed away in the beginning of that year, as noted earlier in the letter number 5988. And the Rebbe is writing to his daughter this letter and starts off with Baruch HaVisholim. In this letter, she asked the Rebbe specific about some tradition in the family about how to and what to say on the tombstone, on the matzeva. So the Rebbe starts and says, Baruch HaVisholim, after a long interruption, I received your letter dated the 15th of Tammuz, and in the contents, you write about the writing on the matzeva, on the tombstone. And she explains that there is a tradition over here, a story from the family. This is the grandfather of the deceased, of her father. The grandfather, this is a very illustrious Chabad family. The grandfather was Rav Peretz Chaim. They were, that it's Peretz Chinyogover. That was the grandfather of her father, and her father herself was they're known as the Radatz, Reb David Tzvi Chaim, who was also very distinguished, as we'll see in a minute, great, one of the great Hasidim of the Rebbe Maharash, the Rebbe Rashab. So they had a special tradition, the way to write on the tombstone, and she is saying this, Zahava Shoshana is saying that this is a tradition from the grandfather, from Reb Peretz Chinyogover, Reb Peretz Chaim. But the Rebbe says she doesn't mention what is the language that is written on the tombstone of the father of, which means the grandfather, not the her great grandfather, but her father's father, which would be the Radatz, Reb David Tzvi Chaim, because she, Avraham Yehuda Chaim, would have had something to do with his grandfather's. The Reb David Tzvi Chaim, who was the her grandfather, that was her father's father, he would have something to do with the tombstone writing on of her grandfather, of her father's father. I mean, on the tombstone, what's written on Rav David Tzvi Chaim's tombstone? That would be the son, because she's saying, and Rebbe is saying that her grandfather's tombstone was probably her father, who passed away now, who she's quoted. He would be, Avraham Yehuda Chaim would have something to do. So basically, to check what it's written on the grandfather's, her father's father's, and that would give more, I guess, legitimacy to that language that she says was instituted by the grandfather's father, which would be the Peretz Chaim. So the Rebbe says to check what is written on Rav David Tzvi Chaim's, and that would have her father involved in that as well. Avraham Yehuda Chaim would be involved. But in any event, the Rebbe says, if it's true based on that story, So that would be a clear, a directive for the tombstone of the one who passed away also. I'm not sure what exactly was written over there, that it's such a question, but the Rebbe isn't taking it lightly. It seems like he just wants to have some more evidence. But the Rebbe says, in his opinion, you should add in the description of the father of the deceased, which means her grandfather. You say son, that would be her father, Avram Yehuda Chein, son of Reb David Tzvi Chein. So when writing up about Reb David Tzvi Chein, about the Radatz, so you should write over there Harava Chosid. Apparently that wasn't written over there, Harahach. And also to add that Hoyo Migdoyle Chasid Admur Moiren Reb Shmuel Admur Moiren Shalom Duber Zichroin Tzadok Rosh over the titles for them, just to mention that her grandfather, that her father's father, was one of the great Hasidim of the Rebbe Marash and the Rebbe Rashab. And the Rebbe said, the reason I wanted to mention that the name of the Chabad leaders of the Prince of Israel should be on this Matseva. And as we know from other places, there was Kal Lahavin, this is easier to understand why the Rebbe wants that to be mentioned. Now, the Rebbe would always say, and in every matzeva, you should have the name, the association with the Rebbe, either a chosid or something, and the Rebbe doesn't say about her father himself, Avram Yudachain, should say his relationship with the Rebbe, as he did have a relationship with the Rebbe. But the Rebbe is mainly talking about when they mention on her father's tombstone his father, her grandfather, Radatz. They should add these additional titles so they have the leaders over there. I can only imagine that she put, or she should put, the Rebbe's name over there next to her father's name, that he was connected with the Rebbe Avram Yehuda Chein. But in any event, the Rebbe finishes off with a blessing, a prayer, Yehiratzin, that her writings from here on on should be only in matters of simcha, of joy, complete simcha, full simcha, with blessings for good news. And then the Rebbe has a P.S. and Nun Beis, Nichtav Bitzidoy, that you don't mention in your letter about your health and your family's health, may they live. And the Rebbe says, since no mention, that's definitely a sign that things are in order. And then the Rebbe adds that it's understood that the language of written, that is written on the Matseva, needs to be with the approval of the descendants, may they live, of the deceased. I guess the Rebbe is trying, you can't force it upon them. If that's not what they want, they should agree to it. So the Rebbe is just saying that his suggestion is, but not to to get the approval of the descendants. And the Rebbe says, main thing, and which is the main thing, is, and unfortunately, it looks like that some of the grandchildren, the descendants of this her father of Avram Yehuda Chein, they did not follow in the footsteps of their grandfather, great grandfather, which was an illustrious great family, the Chein family. And the Rebbe is taking this opportunity to say that writings on a tombstone is nice, but it's really the living tombstone, or the living life, and what you say about is from the living descendant. The Rebbe says, for sure, that's the main thing, is that you should reflect on this idea. We're talking about the matseva, the tombstone, which we're talking about a monument made out of stone, and the writing on it is engraved on stone. But the Rebbe says the descendants of the deceased, which is a living monument. This is a living monument, and their activities and their conduct in day-to-day life. And the Rebbe adds in a parenthesis, not just on the yahrzeit, similar. Sometimes people, they'll just, at the yahrzeit, they'll say Kaddish, or they'll do something for their parent. But the Rebbe says that's the daily life. That is a living write-up on a living monument. Matseva chayuk, soivas hachayuk. That's living. That's a living. And it's up to you. And only up to you what the language is. If you do the right things, you live a life, that's the writing that it's going to be. As the language of our sages of blessed memory, bro karo dabuha, the son is a leg of the father, and you're part of the father. And you represent, and you have the ability to make that legacy, that monument, that remembrance in a positive way. So the Rebbe says, while we're discussing over here about the different monuments, the writing, the true monument would be when we can write up about life, what the real life is, how they're conducting themselves.